A lot of young people ran for the Vermont legislature during this year's primary contests. Several of them say they were inspired by Bernie Sanders' run for president. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more on the young Vermonters following in Sanders' civic footsteps.
Before this year, 28-year-old Nick Clark had never voted, at least not in a major election. Then Bernie Sanders ran for president.
The first time I voted in my life was March 1st for Bernie in Vermont in the primary. So he turned around my belief in government and he turned around the path my life was going on.
He started putting signs all over the Upper Valley and ran for one of two contested seats for state representative from Norwich, Thetford, Stratford, and Sharon. Here he is on Tuesday, primary election day, holding a sign in the hot sun outside the Norwich Town Hall.
And I started looking at local issues and saw that a lot of young adults were either leaving the state or staying here and struggling to make it. And on the very bad end of that, they were self-medicating. So I decided to run for state representative as a way to sort of make government more accessible to a demographic that felt very disconnected.
Clark didn't quite get the votes he needed to win. But on the day after his first political loss, Nick Clark says he's here to stay, one way or another.
It's hard to predict if I will run again the day after a primary, looking out 2 years. But as Bernie said, it's better to show up than to give up. And the issues haven't changed at all. So there's more work to do. Even if I had won, there would still be more work to do.
Clark was just one of a handful of younger candidates in Vermont's elections this year. Ashley Andries is another. She's a 23-year-old living in Wilder. She ran for House of Representatives in the Windsor 4-2 district. She was also inspired by the Sanders campaign.
To ask young people, to ask ordinary people to stand up and run, it felt like he was talking to me because I had always been so interested in politics and passionate.
Andries fell short by just 40 votes. But for her, the political revolution lives on.
Being a state representative is a great honor, and it's a really good way to serve the public and community. But there are lots of other avenues for change, and there are lots of other things that you can do politically that can benefit your community.
So will the trend of young people entering politics galvanized by Bernie Sanders continue, or is this a pop culture blip on the political radar? Eric Davis, professor emeritus of political science at Middlebury College, says it's too soon to tell.
In this year's presidential cycle, Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign has certainly inspired many young people to get involved in politics. The question I have, and I believe it's too early to provide an answer to this question, is whether these impacts of the Sanders campaign are going to continue beyond the end of 2016.
Long term, Davis thinks whether the trend sticks or not depends on the outcome of the November election.
If the young people who have been supporting Bernie Sanders this year see some examples of concrete policy, either with the Clinton administration or with Sanders in the Senate committee chair, that result from this movement, then I think there could be continued involvement in and interest in politics. If nothing happens, then you have to worry about lack of motivation, cynicism returning, and all those sorts of things.
But for those young people who ran because of Senator Sanders and did not win this time, it is worth remembering that a younger Bernie Sanders took several tries before he won his first election. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.